The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa.
Oh, it's that time.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Oh, yes, I have an update.
Oh, yes, I've been waiting.
So, if you tune in this early in the morning, you're going to get updates on my 13-year-old son's love life.
This is like our secret little hangout. Yeah. Like we don't really broadcast this.
We can only do this here at this time of the morning, because if I did this later in the show, he would kill me. Someone would hear it. This would get back to him. He would be so mad at me.
Even Paula knowing is not good.
No.
So we try to keep this on the DL.
So my 13-year-old son, Will, has a girlfriend. I'm calling her Zoe. Not her real name. But I'm calling her Zoe because, again, I don't want to out her as well. But the family and I went out to dinner over the weekend on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And so we're sitting there at dinner, and I'm just making conversation with the boys. And I mentioned to Will, because he never talks about Zoe. He doesn't bring her up at all.
Okay.
If it wasn't for other people in my life, I would have no idea that these two were even dating.
Okay.
So I mentioned to him, I said, you know what, Will? I said, Christmas is coming up. I said, you're probably going to want to get a gift for Zoe.
Well, yeah.
And he said, oh, I got her a gift yesterday. I said, you got her a Christmas gift yesterday? And he's like, no, I just got her a regular gift.
Aw.
And then I remembered that he went to Crocker Park with his friends.
Uh-huh.
And so Paula and I are very interested at this point. We're like, oh, really? You got her a gift. What did you get her? And he's like, I got her a necklace.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm glad that's your reaction, because my first reaction was, how did you pay for that?
I mean, I'm wondering.
Did you shoplift that? And he's like, no, I paid with my allowance. I'm like, well, how much was the necklace? He said $20. He bought it at Macy's.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's got a Z on it.
What a precious little child. Oh, my God. This makes my heart so happy.
But he already gave it to her. So it's not a Christmas gift. He bought it for that day. And, of course, he can't wait.
No.
Like, he had to give it to her that day.
He was excited. He picked it out himself. That's so cute.
I mean, that blew me away. It really did. Like, he's just his own person now. I don't know who this kid is.
I mean, you raised him. You raised him correctly.
But he's making decisions on his own. It's so weird to say, and I don't even know if I can articulate the words. It's very strange to see this kid that you've raised, that you've seen from day one.
Right.
All of a sudden, on his own, taking the initiative to buy a necklace for his girlfriend that costs $20.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's really bizarre.
But, like, in a good way.
Oh, absolutely in a good way.
In a great way. Did you see pictures of the necklace?
No, I don't know.
No?
I mean, we've never met Zoe. And
wait, you've never even met Zoe?
No, that's another conversation. Let's cover that another day.
Okay, yeah, because this has been, Zoe's been around for at least, like, a month now.
Yeah, I think a little longer than a month.
Yeah, so I mean, the meeting the parents phase should be coming.
Do you think? Because I've been asking other parents about this, and I'm not 100% sure. So Yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
I mean, if he's buying her a necklace, I would think.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, Grammy nominations came out on Friday after our show was over.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Carpenter nominated for Grammys. I think the big three. Like, what are the big three is best album.
Record.
Best, yeah. She was nominated for that. She was very emotional. She posted some videos on her Instagram. She was in tears when she found out. Sabrina Carpenter, Grammy nominated. She's on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Ariana Grande. Wicked opens up, not this weekend, next weekend.
Oh, wow. You're right.
A week from Friday, Wicked in theaters. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Today, Monday, November 11th, it's Veterans Day. Today, we honor the bravery and the sacrifice of our veterans. Thank you for your service today and every day. We are happy to be here live today on Veterans Day. Coming off a great weekend as far as basketball goes, man, I had so much fun watching the Cavs on Friday night when they beat the Warriors. They just pounded them.
Oh my gosh, I saw. I was so happy.
Just blew them out of the gym.
We love to see it.
And then I missed Saturday night's game because I was out with the family.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to DVR it. I wanted to watch it later, but then last night I did watch the last 4 minutes of the game. Again, tremendous. It is so much fun inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse to watch these Cavs. Now 11-0.
That's crazy.
Like
double digits.
And I don't know when they're going to lose. I'm looking at the teams that they're playing this week. On paper, they should beat these teams. They're in Chicago tonight to play the Bulls. The Bulls aren't that good.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, they play the 76ers, who I think have only won one game so far this season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does any other team even have as good of a record as us right now?
No, we're the only unbeaten team in the NBA.
Ah!
What an incredible start for the Cavs. And they're being helped on social media, from what I understand. Alyssa's telling me about some frog.
It's a good luck charm, I'm pretty sure.
I have not heard of this.
I don't know how you've missed this. This has been all over my feed all weekend.
What is it? I don't know what it is. It's a frog. That's all I know.
It's a frog. So there's this Instagram page called Cleaver Leave that I follow. Really fun, like Cleveland content. If you don't follow them, I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Cavs were just 4-0, they posted this video of a frog. And it's not really going to tell you much, the sound.
Will you repost that video on?
Yeah, I just posted it on our Instagram.
At the Q Morning Show.
So you could check it out for yourself. But basically,
so it's a cartoon frog?
It's somebody dressed up in like an inflatable frog costume just dancing around.
Okay.
But they've been posting it every time that the Cavs have won. And they said, like, gonna keep posting this until the Cavs lose. That was when the Cavs were 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs are now 11-0. So they've been posting this every day that the Cavs have won.
Yeah.
And now, as of this weekend, it looks like somebody right here in Cleveland, because they were just reposting a viral video, somebody here in Cleveland has the frog suit. And they're bopping around. And they're dancing around. And they're gonna keep helping the Cavs and keep being a good luck charm.
Okay, so the frog video is just a generic viral video, and then someone used that video to promote or to attribute to how happy they are about the Cavs winning.
Right.
But now it's just a thing.
Now I think it's a thing. Honestly, like last night, I did some research because I was like, you know, I just moved back to Cleveland a couple months ago. I was like, is this a thing that I've been missing over the past couple of years?
What's the association between the Cavs and a frog?
Right. I'm like, what is the origin of this? But the origin is literally just right now. Like, we just started posting the video of this frog when they were 4-0. They've won every time since. So you know what? Why fix it if it's not broken?
It's a fun video. The Cavs are fun right now. Let's mash it together.
And I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see this frog bopping around the streets of downtown.
Okay.
I might get a self.
Where do you get a frog suit like that?
I don't know. I don't know, but I need some answers because I want one.
Yeah, I wish I would have thought of that.
Again, right. You can check that video out on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Alyssa's been looking at the stars. Alyssa aligns your week. Coming up, Q104, Eminem got some Grammy love on Friday afternoon. Best rap performance, best rap album. So he's nominated for 2 awards. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Every Monday morning, Alyssa, she's got all these papers and charts and she's looking at the stars and...
And I'm doing my research.
Yeah, she's got it all
the
worked out.
The stars and I are consulting.
Alyssa aligns your week. How does it look this week?
So today is actually a huge day, and I didn't even realize until I got into work this morning. Today is 11/11.
It is? Yes.
It is.
Veterans Day?
Well, yes. But also, do you ever do the thing at 11/11 when you see it on a clock, you make a wish?
No.
You don't do that?
I don't.
Oh, I always do. Anytime I see 11/11 on a clock, I make a wish. And with today being 11/11 as the date, great day to do what? Manifest. Could have seen that coming from a mile away. So
yeah, I've never heard of making a wish on at 11/11. So I've learned about the Cavs dancing frog this morning, and now you make a wish at 11/11.
And you make a wish at 11/11. And today is a great day to take the whole day to just make some wishes, manifest for yourself what you want your future to look like, things that you want to be coming into your life, what you'll allow in. Also today, we have Venus entering Capricorn. Venus is the planet of romance, so it's a very romantic time. But it's not quite about like the lovey-dovey sentiments. We're going to be feeling right now a need for structure, reliability, and loyalty in a sense of romance. So if you're feeling that this week, you can go ahead and blame our friend Venus. Tomorrow, Saturn is going direct, which is a great time to implement emotional boundaries. And then Friday... I know, I feel like we're just on a roller coaster here. Friday, we get our super full moon in Taurus.
Woo!
Woo! So we got a super full moon. It's going to bring to the surface the values that you hold near and dear. And it's a good time to release things in your life that maybe aren't serving you in the ways that you were hoping. It's a promising time to get rid of unwanted energies, let go of things that aren't productive in your life, not helping you reach your personal, financial, or career milestones. Also, I do want to take a time to note that the full moon does kind of tend to make people get a little bit out of sorts. If you're feeling a little extra tension Friday going into this upcoming weekend, it's totally normal. And actually, like, there's a study, 80% of polled mental health professionals say that they do believe the full moon can make you ill. Like, there's an uptick in ER visits. So try to protect yourself. Try to just be careful if you're doing anything that requires, like, physical safety going into the weekend. Also, full moons are a great time to trim your hair. I've always learned that if you trim your hair on a full moon, it's a little witchy. But trim your hair on the full moon, it makes it grow faster. And all full right. moons are a great time to make moon water. So put a bottle or a covered glass of water outside under the full moon. You can, I guess, drink it, use it to water your plants, help them grow big and strong, wash your hair with the moon water. There's a lot of different things you can do with it. But what I will leave you with on this crazy astrological week we have ahead, a mantra that I found for this week on astrology.com I think is really great. Rather than rush to the finish line, tend to every detail for long-lasting results.
Very good. And I'm going to make an appointment with the Irish barber right now.
There you go.
To trim my hair.
Get a mullet going.
No, that wouldn't be trimming it. That would be letting it grow long.
Well, I'm saying
it?
That's the goal, though. A mullet.
What? That's the goal? The stars said that?
I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere in my research today.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. This could be the trip of a lifetime. Taylor Swift, the End of the Eras Tour, December 8th in Vancouver.
I can't believe it's almost over. Less than a month until the Eras Tour is officially donezo.
Yeah, when did that tour begin?
I don't even know.
Right after the pandemic, 2021?
Yeah, I feel like it's been going on for forever.
I don't think that long. But it's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So yeah, the End of the Eras Tour. Again, Vancouver. December 8th, you could be at that show. We have airfare. We have hotel. We have tickets to the final Eras Tour show in Vancouver. Here's what you need to do to win that.
I was going to say, how do the people win?
Because you're listening right now. It depends on how you're listening to us right now. If you're listening on the radio, great. But that's not going to give you a chance to win this trip. You have to be listening on the Odyssey app. And it's a free download. You go to the app store, A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Odyssey app. Find Q104 and just turn it on. Ask your Alexa to play Q104 when you wake up in the morning. Have it on your phone. Listen during the day. You only have to listen for 1 hour. And that'll be an automatic daily entry to win this trip. And then it recycles every day. So you get a new entry every single day you listen.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a lot of entries then that you could tally up. If you're still trying to get to the Eras Tour, especially for the very last one in Vancouver, that's a pretty good deal.
100%. Again, the Odyssey app. Just listen to Q104 that way, and you'll have a chance to be in Vancouver for the end of the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift.
The end of an era, you might say.
Taylor Swift nominated for a bunch of Grammys. So is Billie Eilish. 7 Grammy nominations.
Wow.
On Friday, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year. This is it right here. Birds of a Feather, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I think this came across our DM yesterday afternoon, and Alyssa saw this first, and she's like, this is going to make a great hash it out. Brendan and Lexi, they are boyfriend and girlfriend. Brendan is the one who reached out to us on IG. Lexi is here to listen to everything that Brendan's about to say, and she'll be able to give her side as well. Brendan, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going okay for us.
How's it going for you, man?
Yeah, well, honestly, it's been a bit of a rough day and a half. Yeah, not great. So I'll give you the rundown. On Saturday night, I went out with some friends in Lakewood, and Lexi was invited, but she's a nurse and she had to work an overnight shift on Saturday, so she obviously did not come.
Okay.
But she's not happy with me over what happened at the end of the night. So we live in Akron, so instead of taking a super expensive Uber or something, I just stayed at my friend's house in Lakewood that night. And there were a few other friends in from out of town who were also staying the night and sleeping on the couch and on an air mattress, you know. So since there was nowhere else to sleep, I ended up crashing in bed with my friend. And Lexi is losing it. She's freaking out.
Wait, what? Like, why would she be losing it over that?
You don't see where this is going?
No, I crash at friends' houses all the time, especially if you're far away from your home and, like, you don't want to take an Uber. And, like, I'm never going to get in a car after I've been drinking. I'm not going to drive it. So, like, what other option do you have?
I think we have to bring in Lexi to share the key detail then.
All right, Lexi, fill me in. What's going on?
Well, I think I'm freaking out rightfully because this was not a guy friend whose bed he slept in. It was a girl, and he slept in the bed with her.
Oh, I just thought that it was a guy.
You did?
No, this is a girl.
I did. If he's going out with, like, friends and stuff, I just thought it was, like, some dude. Like, I thought he was going out with his bros. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Lexi, you know, she's literally like a sister to me, okay? Nothing happened.
It doesn't matter if she's a sister. She is like a sister. She's not your sister.
Okay. You know her so well. You know that we are not like that at all, and I just don't see the big deal. Like I said, nothing even happened. We barely even touched in the bed at all. It's a queen bed. We have our own size.
We have a queen-size bed, and you are always on my side of the bed by the time we wake up, and I know that that's how you sleep, and I just think it's super weird and inappropriate that you would share a bed with somebody that is not me, with a woman that is not me. This feels like you crossed a boundary, and like you didn't even think to call or text me and see if I would be okay with this. I'm not okay with this.
What was I supposed to do? Just sleep on the floor, like the hardwood floor? Like the couches were taken.
Dude, how would you feel if you found out that I was sleeping in the same bed as another guy?
All right, I do have one follow-up question. Lexi, how did you find out about this? Did he confess to you? Brendan, did you tell her about this, or did Lexi find out in a different way?
I was telling her, like, oh, my God, it was so crowded there, and she is asking why I didn't come home, and I was like, it was far. It would have been really expensive. And then Lexi asked me, like, so where did you sleep? And I was like, well, there's so many people who decided to stay too that funny thing, like, I ended up having to crash on one of the spare beds with my friend. And, yeah, that's how that came out. So
does that make a difference, Alyssa, to you, that he told her where he slept on Saturday night? He wasn't hiding it. I mean, if Lexi would have found out from, like, one of her friends, it's like, hey, did you know Brendan slept over in so-and-so's bed? Like, yeah. Doesn't that make a difference?
I don't know. I think I'm on Lexi's side. I'd feel the same way. Like, you come home and you tell me all about your night, and I find out, though, that you slept in bed with another woman that isn't me. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that her reaction is a natural one to have.
Does it matter the relationship between Lexi and this girl? Lexi, are you friends with this girl too, or is it just Brendan's friend?
It's really just his friend. Like, I know her. Like, we've gone out, but I mean, she's not my friend.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Brendan spent Saturday night in the bed of a female friend of his. Nothing happened. He told his girlfriend about it. Should she still be mad? 216-474-0104. Your call's coming up. The Q Morning Show. So if Brendan were my friend, I was trying to think of the first thing that I would tell him. If he told me this story, if Brendan told me what Brendan just told us, if
right.
he was my friend, I think the first thing that I would say is, dude.
Dude.
I think I would just say, dude. And that's really all you need to say.
Because it's hard, even if you know that nothing happened. He slept in bed with someone that is not his girlfriend. That at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it's hard to get past.
216-474-0104. Texts are coming in. So are the calls. Kristen and Lorraine, good morning. Lexi's side or Brendan's side here? Was it okay for Brendan to sleep in the bed of his friend, but nothing happened?
But it was a girl.
I didn't actually hit the button that would allow us to hear Kristen's voice. Kristen, let me try that again. Good morning.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
What do you think? Can you make sure your radio's down quickly, too?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm on Lexi's side. I think that Brendan, I think that his mindset was there. It was there. It's just, it was wrong. he knows, at the end of the day, he knows his girl. I mean, if he didn't think, I think maybe it would be different if he flat out told her. I'm pretty sure if I heard right, he wasn't going to say that unless she asked, no? I mean,
no,
she asked, and that's how she got the answer, right?
Did you hear that?
No,
is that how you heard it?
I feel like, from what I gathered, I think that he did just, like, come straight out and tell her, but didn't really think too much of it.
It was
just like, oh my God, it was crazy, it was so crowded. Like, I had to freaking sleep in bed with my friend, and she was like, you what?
Does the fact that alcohol was involved, does that, it gives you bad
Ooh.
Judgment? Does that give you a free pass here? Let's talk about that in a second.
No.
Shannon in Brunswick, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here about what Brendan did?
Well, if it was so crowded that he had to share a bed with his friend, were none of the other people that stayed over single? Or another girl that he could have swapped spots with?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's a great question.
Was there another girl that maybe was on the couch that could have
switched it up and not put him in that position?
For Brendan's sake, I hope not. I hope that wasn't the case. Janae is listening to us in Mayfield Heights. Janae, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Did Brendan do something really, really unforgivable here by sleeping in the same bed with his friend, a female friend?
I don't think it's unforgivable. However, I do think this is kind of where you get in trouble or murky water when you're talking about men who are best friends or like a sister with a female and vice versa. I think this was a line that wouldn't have been crossed if it was just a regular female, but the lines are blurred because he looks at her like a sister. But it's still inappropriate. since he did tell her, I'm sure nothing actually happened, but he needs to stop defending it. He just needs to apologize and know in the future not to do that again.
What if Brendan would have, maybe Saturday night, would have sent, I know that Lexi was working. She's
mm-hmm.
a nurse. She was working. That's why she wasn't out with Brendan that night. But what if he would have tried to FaceTime her or left her a video message like, hey, honey, I love you. We're about to go to bed. There's no other place for me to sleep except for so-and-so's bed.
I say no. I think that, You know, I think that, you know, our last caller was very correct in saying that I think he's just got to own it. I think he's got to take accountability, be like, yeah, that was a terrible judgment call. Lesson learned. That was not cool. And try to move forward, hopefully. But, I mean, if Lexi's at work, and especially as a nurse, I highly doubt that she can be taking FaceTime calls from an intoxicated boyfriend of hers. Mm. I feel like that's his job to make the judgment call. He made the wrong call. Now we got to go forward and know not to do it again.
If you were Lexi, would you break up with Brendan?
I don't know. I don't think I would. I think that I would really like make this known, though, that this was a boundary that was crossed and I need some time. I maybe need some space to think about how I want to move forward.
A teaching moment.
Yes. A lesson to be learned.
Guys sometimes need teaching moments.
Yeah, you got to hold their hand through things a little bit.
Maybe 3 free passes.
Okay, 3.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Use too many.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Let's go. Jacqueline in Olmsted Falls playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
It's a general knowledge 3-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
Let's do it.
Question 1. In 2007, this artist sang about how big girls don't cry.
Fergie.
Question 2. Which popular children's TV show features a blue spotted dog who leaves paw prints clues to help solve puzzles?
Blue's Clues.
And question 3. Is an almond a fruit or a nut?
Oh my gosh, this feels like a trick question. I'm going to say it's a fruit.
There are no trick questions on this show, Jacqueline. Why would I try to trick you?
Okay. Okay.
I'm not trying to trick you. I'm trying to trick Alyssa.
Sure.
Let's get her back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Jacqueline, you went 3 for 3.
Get out. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
You knew all 3 today. We'll find out if Alyssa knows all 3.
Fingers crossed.
What are you up to this morning?
I am driving my kids to school.
Where do they go to school?
Just at Olmsted Falls. So I have a preschooler and a first grader and a fourth grader. So
you said you were in Olmsted Falls. It makes sense that they go there.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Alyssa's back in the room. Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
Meet Jacqueline in Olmsted Falls.
What's up, Jacqueline?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who went a perfect 3 for 3 today.
Oh,
on
wow.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right. I got my work cut out for me.
Look out.
So we could start off this Monday with a giant L from Alyssa. Let's find out how it goes.
Jeez. Tell me how you really feel, Bill.
I'm not going to score you through your questions, Alyssa. You're just going to wait until the end to see how you did compared to Jacqueline. Question 1. In 2007, this artist sang about how big girls don't cry.
Fergie.
Question 2. Which popular children's TV show features a blue spotted dog who leaves paw print clues to help solve puzzles?
Blue's Clues.
Question 3. Is an almond a fruit or a nut?
This feels like a trick.
That's what Jacqueline said.
This feels like a trap. I'm going to just say fruit. Oh.
It is Prune, I know. Jacqueline, I thought we had her.
Wow.
Me too.
Oh, but we both learned something new today, I think.
Yes, it's like a tomato being a fruit. It's like, okay, I get it, but...
Yeah, like, I get it technically, but like, come on.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Yes.
I know Olmsted Falls is not too far away from North Olmsted and Great Northern Mall and the Phoenix Theaters. We would love to send you to see the advanced screening of Wicked with Ariana Grande on Sunday.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
They are yours.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Jacqueline, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
I found a cute story. You want to hear a cute story?
Of course I do.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, this is cute. Jenna and Mitchell, they are married. But 7 months before they got married, they broke up. So this is, I'm going to take you back to February 2020.
Okay.
So Jenna goes to Mitchell and says, we're breaking up. I am too overwhelmed with life. Now, look at the date there. It's February 2020.
Right.
It's like a month before the pandemic. She's overwhelmed with life then.
Oh, man. It's not going to get any better.
Yeah. Look what's going to happen here in the next few months.
Yeah.
All right. So they break up. Mitchell goes skiing in Utah. And while he's on the slopes, he attempted a flip. He blacked out. He hit his head.
Oh, what?
Blacked out. And when he woke up, the paramedics were taking him to the hospital. He suffered a severe concussion. And he calls Jenna and says, hey, I had this accident on the slopes. Can you pick me up? Because I can't drive. I have a head concussion. And she's like, why are you messaging me? We broke up. She doesn't understand. And so he keeps reaching out to her and says he wants to hang out. And she's confused because why is Mitchell messaging me and wanting to hang out and want to see me after we had broken up?
How long had they been broken up at that point?
It doesn't say. Okay, just a few days afterwards.
Oh,
just a
okay,
few
wow.
days after they broke up.
Got it. So it's fresh.
Yeah. So she doesn't get it and then realizes that his head concussion, he doesn't remember that they broke up. He has no idea that she broke up with him just a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow. That would be one heck of a thing to have to come to grips with.
So they're still messaging each other. And Jenna realizes that she made a mistake ending her romance with Mitchell because she realized how kind he is, how thoughtful he is. And then they started dating again.
And now they're married?
And now they're married.
Wow. That's crazy.
So when Jenna finally asked Mitchell to get back together, she realized that he had no idea that they weren't dating anymore. How crazy is that?
That is absolutely wild. I'm just glad that it all worked out. Did she ever, like, actually tell him, like, stop talking to me. We're not together.
I don't know. I mean, the story is not that specific about their back and forth exchanges. It does say that Mitchell remembers talking with her in the car that day, the day that they broke up.
Uh-huh.
But he does not remember what the conversation was about. So they get engaged 5 months later, and then they got married 3 weeks after that. They were married in September of 2020.
Wow.
Now, it's even more crazy because she's overwhelmed in February of 2020, and then he has the head concussion, then they start dating again, and then they get engaged and get married by September. We're like in the thick of the pandemic at that point.
You know what? Everything else is crazy, so this seems like it's not that wild. At that point in time, September 2020, everything was off the rails.
So during the wedding, during their vows, during their speeches, Mitchell mentioned in the speech, he again brought up not remembering the breakup, but how he is so grateful that it all worked out in the end.
I love that he just doesn't remember. Like, he doesn't even remember any of it. And, like, it's just, like, a little secret that she gets to sit with. Like, oh, yeah, we did that for a couple days. But, like, he doesn't even remember it. So it's not a big deal.
I think he remembered. I'm not
you
buying this.
You used it as an excuse?
Yeah.
Hey, what a heck of an excuse.
Shoot your shot. It worked out.
It worked. So, like, you can't be mad about it. It sounds crazy, but clearly it's not.
Q104. Lady Gaga. Bruno Mars. The Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, how was your first full weekend living in your new house in Parma Heights? Because the weekend before, you would have been moving.
And oh, yeah.
It was probably chaotic. How was the first weekend of you just being there?
Oh, it was great. It was so great. We still have boxes and stuff. Like, we're unpacking slowly. Mm-hmm. But it was so nice to just be in a house.
Did you enjoy Sunday morning? The Sunday morning rain falling?
Oh, my gosh. I totally did. I loved it. Yeah. I woke up at, like, 8 a.m., and I was just like, look at this beautiful fall weather. Man. I watched SNL when I woke up yesterday morning and was like, this is it. This is the stuff.
See, what I think you should have done is I think that you should have gotten the house in Parma Heights, but I think you should have kept the downtown apartment.
Why would we do that?
You could stay there during the week and or even just go there at night so you can sleep and then you've just, you know, again, walk next door to the radio station. Eliminate that commute. And then you'd also have a place where you have your own solitude.
I already have that at the house.
What, in a different room?
Yeah, Bryce has his entire like office set up in a different room. So he plays his little games. And then I go and I play my little game on the couch.
I was thinking about this because I heard a celebrity talk about how she and her husband have separate residences. But they're very happily married. They need the time apart. The celebrities are, you're not going to know who they are. Chyna Phillips, who used to be the lead singer of the band Wilson Phillips, and her husband, Billy Baldwin, who is Alec Baldwin's little brother. If this were 1993, you'd be like, oh, yeah, huge stars right here.
I wasn't totally born yet, so...
This is what Chyna Phillips had to say about their marriage.
Because we enjoy each other's company. That's what it's so hard to articulate to people, you know, that we're madly in love. We really enjoy being around one another. We cherish our marriage. We don't ever want to separate. We just need a little bit of time apart because we are sort of an allergy to one another.
There you go.
I mean, I do feel that way. I think it's so important to have me time in our shared space. And Bryce and I have always been really good at that. But I wouldn't want to live apart from him, though. Like, would you want to live apart from Paula?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, think twice before you answer here.
I should have thought how I'd answer this question.
Yeah.
Which is not going to get me in trouble. I think the separate residences make sense. It makes sense if you're a celebrity and you have lots of money and you can afford to have separate residences and two mortgages or one mortgage and one rent payment, whatever it is. I don't think it's very practical.
Definitely not practical. I mean, what I will say is I would love like the largest size bed because I do wake up angry at him sometimes because he has no personal space at all. When it comes to the bed, he just takes my pillows, takes my blanket, literally rolls on top of me, and I wake up a little distressed.
Well, the sleep divorce is a whole separate thing.
Yeah, that's a whole separate thing. But that's about as much separation as I think I would be yearning for.
216-474-0104. If you were nobody's going to call for this. If you're actually in a relationship, a marriage, it has to be a marriage where you maintain two separate residences because you can't spend 100% of your time together. I only know one couple in my life that did this, and that was my aunt and my uncle. They had a separate place in Florida. Uh-huh. And my aunt lived down in Florida for probably 9 months out of the year.
Wow.
She hated Ohio. She hated winters. So she lived down there. But he still had a job up here in Northeast Ohio. So he stayed up here to work. And so he was up here. He would go down to Florida to vacation.
Oh.
But she lived down there all the time.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. If somebody else does that, please call us. I need to dip into your psyche a little bit. See what this is all about.
Or if you do the sleep divorce thing and you sleep in separate rooms. 216-474-0104.
I feel like I would just get the most restful night of sleep.
It's Q104. Q104, Sabrina Carpenter, a total of 6 Grammy nominations. We found out on Friday. Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year. All for Sabrina. It's the Q Morning Show. We're talking. Let me clarify what I was trying to say here, because I don't want this to get back to my wife. And I'm not saying that I need to live in a separate residence from her.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. I don't need to do that. But if it's late, if I'm downtown and I'm watching a Cavs game and it's 10:30 at night and I'm like, man, I wish I could just go to my downtown apartment and crash there and then go to work the next morning instead of having to fight traffic and go home and be so like energized and I can't fall asleep and then I've got to be up 3 hours later.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm saying.
It's a struggle.
And you gave that up.
I didn't want it. I didn't want it.
I don't want your life.
I didn't want it. I wanted a house. We got a house.
But Alyssa is a little bit of annoyed with her sleeping arrangements right now because Bryce is a little bit kicky in bed and he steals the pillow.
Yeah, literally every time. The way that he wakes up, the positions he wakes up in, I'm like, there's no way you're comfortable. There's no way.
And then we heard from Barb. Barb, who works the night shift in Cleveland. Barb, good morning or good night.
Good morning.
So are you just getting off work for the night?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for listening to us this morning. What time do you usually go to bed after you get off work?
Probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay, so
like a.m.?
You're winding down.
Okay. Okay, I'm just clarifying. So we are dipping into Barb's bedtime right now.
Where is your husband right now, Barb?
So he actually has the day off, so he's home.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, tell everybody why you're excited when your husband is not home when you get home.
Oh, because I get the whole bed to myself. I get to put the fan on, go under all the blankets, steal his pillow. Like, it's just amazing.
Oh, that do sound really nice.
Right?
Barb, does your husband not like the fan on when you guys are sleeping?
He doesn't like the room cold. He likes it more like a neutral temperature.
Oh,
that's means for divorce.
Yeah, Paul and I are opposite like that too. I need the room to be really, really cool. She likes it a little bit warmer. And so, yeah, it's difficult to find that perfect temperature for the room that both of us can sleep in.
I mean, I like to be warm under a bunch of blankets, but I gotta have the fan on. I need some air circulation.
Yeah. So there you go. There's another suggestion. One of you, maybe Bryce can get a night shift job.
Maybe.
And then as soon as you get home from work, you can just crash.
Or maybe, Barb, maybe I need to take a page out of your book and just instead of crashing on the couch like I usually will do if I take a nap, I just got to go to the bed.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the bed space while I can, while he's working at his computer.
Yes.
All right, Barb, we'll let you go to sleep.
Thank you. All
sweet
right.
Dreams.
Nighty-night. Thanks for listening to us. The Q Morning Show. Q104. Good morning.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.